How many of y'all know the joy of the Lord is our strength? Amen? I don't care what you're going through. The Bible says count it all joy. Even when you feel like crap. Doesn't matter. How many of y'all know God? Listen, don't take this wrong. God is not looking at how you feel. He's looking at your heart. Amen? See, what he's trying to do is bring us to a place where we're not led by how we feel. We're led by truth. It doesn't mean you won't have disappointments and so forth. But listen, every disappointment can relate and connect to a divine appointment. Sometimes disappointments redirect us so we can go to a divine appointment. Amen? That's why the Lord says, wait on me. Wait. Wait. It doesn't mean you sit there and twiddle your thumbs. You continue your routine and you keep getting in God's presence. You keep fighting. See, we are at a point right now where there's no return. We're at a point of no return. The world will never be the same. And it's going to change even faster. I mean, we just saw that Trump got convicted of all charges. Praise God. Why? Because now it exposed the enemy even more. You know how many people have been awakened now because of this? Let me tell you that for people to get a revelation that there's something wrong causes individuals to promote and bring more and more of truth. You know what we're entering now? Not revelation, but revolution. Does everybody got it? We are not entering revelation. We're entering revolution. We're in it. And it's beginning already. Why? Because more people are standing up and fighting. It's not a violent thing. It's a spiritual fight. It's the people that are standing up for the truth now. So I want you to understand that revelation will bring revolution. Because when people get a revelation, they get awakened. And there's a lot of people out there protesting against true revelation because they got a false one. Does everybody get it? What a time to be alive. I'm telling you, what a time to be alive. It is just so awesome. It's incredible. I our little peanut brain can't comprehend all the things that's going on. But things are extremely happening and are going to move faster. You won't be able to keep up with all the things that's going on. The news media is trying to block it all. What's the real news media trying to do? The fake news. They're trying to stop revelation. Because they know it will bring revolution. Amen? They're trying to stop people from knowing the truth. They're trying to stop it in any way they can. Turn to Proverbs 29, verse 18. Proverbs 29, verse 18. And we're going to speak this together because we're going to sow it and get revelation. Where there is what? No revelation. This is revelation knowledge. The people cast off what? Restraints. But happy is he who keeps the law. Now, revelation again, brings revolution. Why? Because when there's revelation, it's an awakening to the truth. So everybody got it? See, there's false revelation that the enemy wants to bring where people are not awakening to the truth. They're just promoting more darkness because they're not out of it. Revelations brings revolution. No awakening to the truth, no restraints. No restraints. And they're not, again, there's no restraints against the lies. Where there's awakening to the truth, there is a revolution. It's an act to expose the lies and remove the corruption. It's an act. In other words, people are not stagnant. They're praying against it. They're standing up and opposing it. Not only are they opposing it, but they're exposing it. So again, revelation is an awakening to the truth. Revolution is the act to change and remove corruption. So there must be revelation to bring a revolution. We're not in times of revelation. We are in a time of revolution, where people are standing up and they're uniting like never before. And it's going to happen. This is a global event, not just United States. Amen. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 25. Everyone say after me, we're not in revelation. We're in revolution. Let's speak it together. See that you don't refuse him who speaks. Why? Because when he speaks, what does he release? Revelation. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. So only those things that have those individuals that have true revelation will begin to assist God in removal. Why? Because it's revolution time. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably, which with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. Shaken, when God begins to shake, which is globally, it causes people to search. What are they actually searching for? They're searching for revelation and they don't know it. They're looking for help. They're looking for an answer. They're searching. So you're seeing a lot of chaos all over the world because it's the shaking that's causing people to look for something so they're not caught up in the chaos. Nobody wants to be in the chaos. Everybody wants to come out of the chaos. Amen? But if they're searching for revelation because they're trying to find something to bring them escape, awaken, awaken, awakening. That's why this whole thing right now that we've been in the list for 3 years or whatever, it's called the awakening. It's the great awakening. Why? Because it's revelation from God into where the people are getting a truth and they're going to fall into and bring a revolution. Why? They're going to stand up and resist. They're going to stand up and say no more. You know how many people have had enough? You know, after Trump's conviction of all these 30-something charges, he raised like $38 or $39 million within a matter of a day. $54 million, what? Now it's $54 million. You know why? Because even the Democrats got revelation. Yeah. Couldn't contain it. No matter what they're trying to do, even if they put him in prison, which is illegal, he can run the country from the prison. Now, the Supreme Court, three of the judges that are Democrats, excuse themselves. Why? Because they know when it comes before them, they have to vote for the Constitution. So they've recused themselves, hello? So they can't vote, so they don't come against their party. But what's left then? Republicans. The righteous ones in the Supreme Court. So, hallelujah. Things are going to happen. I mean, again, when you begin to see what's really, people are standing, they are tired. Did you ever see that movie years ago? It's called, I'm Sick and Tired and I'm Not Going to Take It Anymore. Some guy hanging out a window or something. And he was mad as hell. That's what, I don't know how mad Garden Hill. Pretty terrible there. But anyways, people are finally standing up and awakening. No matter where you go, somebody's talking about it. You could be waiting in a DMV line. you can wait in the line for getting an ice cream. People are talking about it. Everybody's talking about it. The whole world is shaking, quaking, and they're awakening. And many people are going, I just don't know what to do. But the person next to them does know what to do. Amen? Jesus is the only way out. But he's given us the wisdom and discernment. He's been preparing us for this for years. But people have not been paying attention. They haven't been paying attention. James 4:7. Therefore what? Submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. So, hello, are you going to submit to God without revelation? Well, you've already had revelation, so you're constantly submitting to God. Amen? Now you're able to what? Resist the devil, because you can restrain yourself. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your heart, your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will what? He will lift your submit to revelation to restrain the enemy. How do you restrain the enemy? With revolution. Oh, why? What's it doing? It's exposing and removing. We're now exposing and removing. We're not in full-blown revelation period, but we are in the beginning of full-blown revolution period. It will escalate more and more until the military steps in. But it's starting in the spirit realm. We're seeing it manifest here in the physical realm, but all the principalities and powers of darkness and wickedness in heavenly places, they're influencing and attacking individuals. Many people are afraid of losing their wealth, corrupt wealth. They're afraid of losing the materialism. See, this is all the shaking now. This is what's going on. You know, you and I don't own anything. We're just stewards. Never lose sight of that. Never fight for what you think is yours, and it's not yours. It's his. You fight for him. Amen? Not for us. Praise God. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 8. For you were once what? Darkness. But now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and what? Truth. Why? Because the Spirit loves to release revelation to his children. Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness. But rather what? Expose them. Expose them. Expose them. Why? Because you're in a revolution. If you're a part of the revolution team, you're an exposer. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake. Awake, you who sleep. Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as what? Wise, redeeming the time because of what? The days are what? They're evil. Evil. Well, who's the ruler of this? The world system, Satan's kingdom. He's not been removed yet. Amen. But he's been dismantled to those who are followers of Christ. But he's not been dismantled to the not followers of Christ because they're following him. So they're under his control. But you are not, and I are not under his control. But it doesn't mean that we don't get tempted and attacked and everything else, right? Because the enemy does not want us to be able to resist him. He does not want us to push him back. He doesn't want us to remove him from people, places, and things. He doesn't want that. He doesn't want me and you to have revelation. He's doing everything he can. And he's doing everything he can to prevent humanity from receiving revelation. That's why you're seeing all. That's why there's a information war. Now there's all these people having false revelations, bringing people into a false reality and false hope. And they're being taken captive every single day. But many of them are breaking loose. Praise be to God. So we have no fellowship with deception, but expose it. Remember, revelation brings revolution. Hallelujah. What is revolution? It's an act of to expose. Even a Beatles song, even the Beatles knew that, you know. Okay, sang that song. We need a revolution. Anybody? Oh, never mind. Anybody know who the Beatles were? Oh, praise God, there's a few of us out here. Glory. Anyways, you can Google it. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 34. Let's speak it. Do not think I came to bring a peace on earth. I came to what? I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Oh, that's so you can fight, not dig out your garden and weeds. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be those of his own household. Why? Because they won't agree. They'll come against you. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross, what does a cross turn into when it comes out of the ground? A sword. And follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it. And he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Powerful. Not peace, but a sword that brings revelation and exposes through revolution. We're to be warriors. We're the forerunners of the return of Christ. Not everybody's in the battle, you know. If you're not in the battle, you become a casualty. Hebrews 4, verse 11, please. Let us therefore be what? Diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. For the word of God is what? Living, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. So the word of God is the sword of the spirit that exposes darkness, exposes wickedness, exposes corruption. It exposes. That's why we speak the word. That's why we gather. That's why we hear the word. That's why we agree with the word. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 7. Oh, happy days. Thank you, Jesus. Aren't you glad you're in a revolution? Aren't you glad you're not in Revelation? I'm talking about great revelation, you know. Hallelujah. You know, people are, it's for so many people, it's going to be too late. And God grieves on that. Believe me, I can't express enough to you when the Lord visited me, the pain that he felt, and he let me feel his pain. I wanted to die. I didn't want to feel that pain no more. I was hoping to die any second because the pain was so tremendous. It wasn't a physical, it was inside pain. It was so, so painful. I couldn't even grab my breath, and I was weeping so hard. I wanted to die. I didn't want it to go anymore. And he probably brought me to that level to where I wanted to die. Because then he brought me to another level. He filled me with the spirit that I didn't want to come back. I said, this is death. I'll take it. So there was a one side and then the other side. So I had to die at both ends. That's why we die daily, don't we? Amen. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 7. Let's speak it together, please. Little children, let no one what? Deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. And he who sins is of the devil. For the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he what? might destroy the works of the devil. Now, how is he going to destroy the works of the devil? First of all, he's got to expose them. How do you destroy something you can't see? You must expose it. And how do you expose it? With the truth, revelation. Everything is exposed through revelation. Why? Because when you know the truth, then you're involved in a revolution. And you are one who's a resistor. You're the one that exposes. You're the one that tells the truth. You know, we were out yesterday morning. In fact, we had a blessed day yesterday at our store. We made, I think we broke records yesterday. And there was a volunteer that comes because they have to do their community service hours. And so I went out and handed a couple of booklets to some people, and there was a guy that was sitting there out there smoking distance, and I walked over to him. I said, "Do you really want to die?" He said, "No." I said, "Do you really enjoy this?" He said, "No." I said, "Throw it away." So he threw it away. I'm thinking, oh, praise God. I said, "Can I pray for you?" He said, "Yeah." So I had him repeat after me, and then I prayed for him, cast the spirit of nicotine out. And then I gave him a booklet. I said, "Start praying this now, and clean out your home, clean out your ashtray, get rid of all the stuff." He said, "Okay." I don't know what happened, but he was waving to me when he left and so forth. And then the volunteer that was there, he saw what was going on. I walked up to him and said, "Here's a packet of booklets. Get these in people's hands. Gentle. Don't go out in force. Ask them. Would you like one? Would you like the prayer booklet?" So this guy's, it's a volunteer there. I know his eyes got open there. He got revelation of something going on. He got revelation of truth, and he got revelation of God's love. God's love. And, you know, so many people need revelation of God's love. Because many people think that God doesn't like them no more. Because of all the wickedness they've done. We were there at one time. Listen, when we were out doing things of darkness, we didn't run to the light right away. Hello. In fact, we ran from the light. We didn't even want the blinds open. We didn't want the lights on either. We were underneath our couches and beds and hiding like hermits. Like a possum. Speaking of possum, I got to tell you a story. But anyways, let's finish this verse. Verse 9. Is everybody there? Woohoo! "Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. In this, the children of God and the children of our devil are manifested. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God." Well, if they're not getting revelation, are they going to practice righteousness? No. "Nor is he who does not love his brother. For this is a message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous. Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brothers abides in death. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him." Wow. Jesus was God. Yeah. He was manifested to destroy by exposing and awakening individuals so that they could get involved in a resistance battle, which is called revolution. Amen? What are they battling? The unseen forces of evil. Why? Because revelation opens eyes. Does everybody get it? It opens eyes. Spiritual eyes. Remember how Paul had a visitation from the Lord? Slammed him off his horse. He was blinded. Then the anointing came and the scales came off. Paul had revelation. And he never turned back, did he? These spiritual forces of wickedness blind individuals. They manipulate and then they imprison them. And they imprison their souls. They imprison them. But you and I should be able to see, be able to hear, be able to follow. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearance in his kingdom. Preach the word. Release the word. Why? Because it's light. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, slap in the head, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist and fulfill your ministry. Listen, everyone in this room is an evangelist. Itching ears turn from revelations. They turn into deceptions. They remove the individuals from the battle against true evil. And they become protesters against the light. Think about all these protesters that are out there. I mean, they're protesting for the most stupidest things. I mean, they're just, because they have no revelation. No revelation. And it's a shame. I think maybe if some of them got hit by these trucks, they might get revelation. I mean, it's a terrible thing to say. But it's a terrible thing for these people to be sitting in the street thinking they can stop all kinds of production and transfer of food and this and that, because they're trying to. And they're trying to make other people look bad. But they're dragging them off the streets. They keep dragging them off the streets. They need to just tie them to something over on the side so they can get through. But, you know, and then the police aren't cooperating with and helping people because of the democratic states. They're told to stand down. So those people are preventing revelation because they're doing nothing but protesting. They're protesting the light. And they don't know it. They're deceived. But like I said, when things begin to happen, there's going to be a time when people are going to just say, I'm done. I think instead of carrying a gun, everybody ought to carry one of those, paintballs. Carry a paintball rifle. And just start slamming. Did you ever get hit by one of those paintballs? Man, they sting. Especially a frozen one. Be careful. I'm not telling you to freeze them and shoot anybody, you know, but you know, they'll be marked, won't they? They'll be marked as protesters and idiots. But they don't know the truth. They're bound. They've been taken captive in their minds. And again, these things need to be expressed. We need to not be wimps. Cowering in the corner because somebody's doing something. Somebody needs to stand up and cast that devil out of that person. Or bind that spirit. Ephesians 6:10, please. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles, trickery, the deceptions of the powers of darkness, the devil. For we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Here we go. We don't wrestle against what? Flesh and blood. Physical. But against the spiritual, principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age. Against spiritual hosts and wickedness in heavenly places. This is our battle. They are influencing individuals. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done, to stand. So we're to be putting on the full armor of God. Amen? Against the rulers of darkness that hide in the shadows of deception and fear and lust. To control humanity. That's why we must put on the full armor of God every day. That's the beginning of it. Amen? 2 Corinthians 4, verse 1. Revelation brings what? Revolution.
Yes.
Therefore, since we have this ministry, is everybody there? as we have received mercy, we do not what? Don't lose heart. We have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel is veiled, a message of truth, it is veiled to those who are what? They're perishing. Whose minds the God of this age has blinded. Here's the reality right there. Who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them and they get revelation. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For this is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence and the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body of the dying Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us and life in you. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believe, therefore I spoke, we also believe and therefore speak. Why? Because when you speak, what's coming out? Light. Knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. So the enemy blinds individuals. His purpose is, again, to stop revelation. And when there's no revelation, there's no restraints. Amen. And where there's no restraints, there's no revolution. They're not going to restand. They're not going to fight. They're going to be caught up in the enemy's camp. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, and verse 9. For to this end, I also wrote that I might put you to the test, whether you are obedient in all things. Whom you forgive anything, I also forgive. But if indeed I have forgiven anything, I have forgiven that one for your sake in the presence of Christ, lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not what? We are not what? Ignorant of his devices. Many people are, though. And they get caught up. Amen? So, through the Spirit of God will come revelation. Through the Spirit of God will come what? Revelation. Praise be to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his what? His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except for the what? Spirit of God. So you're not going to get revelation through man. You're going to get revelation through the Spirit. That's why the anointing teaches us, not men. We learn by their mistakes. We learn by their victories. Does everybody understand? But it's the Spirit of God, because we are carriers of the Spirit of God. Everyone in here is called to be a teacher. Everyone in here is called to be an evangelist. You are called to be the forerunner of Jesus Christ. You are a witness. Does everybody get it? That's why God has anointed you. That's why you're here, because you're receiving truth. You want to be fed today. You want to get filled with the Spirit of God. You want to get reloaded. Filling up that Holy Ghost bazooka to go out there and kick some butt. Praise God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us. These things we also speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. Why? Because the natural man doesn't get it. Does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. For they are foolishness to them, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. Revelation through his Spirit. Remember, revelation brings what? Revolution. And how does revelation come? Comes through his people, through his Spirit. So when somebody gets revelation and they release it, others get revelation. Amen? You know, when people gather together, what are they actually bringing? They come and give testimony, and they're bringing revelation, aren't they? Everybody wants to share the revelation of something God's doing. And it's phenomenal. It's awesome. Because the Bible says where two or more together in his name, he's there. So you can have church with two people. Yeah, heck, you can look in a mirror and have church. Hallelujah. Yoo-hoo! Everybody praise, you know. John 8, 42. Jesus said to him, if God were your Father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the what? The devil. And the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth. Because he has no revelation. Does everybody get it? The devil's got no revelation. It's all about himself. Because there is no truth in him. So he's got no revelation in him. Or whatever he had has been blinded, removed. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources. For he is a liar and the father of it. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore, you do not hear because you are not of God. Wow. That's powerful, isn't it? Can you imagine Jesus telling all those Pharisees and Sadducees? Man, he slapped the hell out of them, didn't he? But they didn't make room for heaven. They came back. Again, people do not understand, so they don't get revelation. They're still in darkness. They're still blinded. But it's up to you and me to be a witness. For not just to tell somebody,
look, man, you're blinded.
We need to love them. Just like I went up to that man and I shared with him, you know, do you want to die? He was like, no. He said, in other words, I cared. I don't want to see you die. Your children don't want to see you die. Your family doesn't want to see you die. But yet you're killing yourself. Do you really want to smoke? No. So the love of God was already penetrating into his heart. He threw that cigarette right away. And then I got to pray for him. See, because when you have revelation, you restrain your flesh. So there's times when you see something going on and you want to go up and say something that you shouldn't. But because of the Spirit of God, he says, hold on there, Nelly. He pulls the reins. Like the horse reins. It says, don't say that, say this. Because you wanted to say something. You know, you moron, this, that, whatever, you know, however you want to say it. Because somebody's doing something you know is not right. It's a matter of how stupid can you be and still breathe, you know? But in these areas, this is what the Holy Spirit does. Why? Because you have revelation. You carry light. You carry the truth. And you carry God's love in his presence. Again, it doesn't mean that, I mean, it'd be great if we could restrain everything, you know. But sometimes we get too caught up. We get too caught up to want to do something, and it causes us to stumble over our own tongue. Amen? Because we get caught up in emotion. And we want to just splurt out whatever we need to splurt out for self-satisfaction. But that self-satisfaction, think of that word, self-satisfaction. Not God's satisfaction. Self-satisfaction. This is temporary. Then it goes away. Then you're still miserable. Amen? In 2 Timothy chapter 2, and we'll close here, verse 21. Therefore, if anyone what? Cleanses himself from their past, their latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a what? Pure heart. Out of a what? Pure heart. Stop hanging around with people that you shouldn't. Stop receiving calls from people that you shouldn't. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition. If God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth and get revelation. And that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will instead of God's will. Why? Because no revelation. Remember, revelation brings revolution. We're not in revelation, we're in revolution. And it's happening. So we want to constantly look at, for me and you, we should look every day for a nugget from God. Lord, what you got for me? I want to see something. Please, I want to grow. I want to mature more. I want to be more like you. Not in pride or arrogance, but in humbleness and humility. Because we can do nothing without him. Nothing. So, Father, we thank you for your word. And I ask today, Father, that you'll fill us with your love. And every seed that's been imparted of your righteousness, peace, and joy be protected today. That it'll grow and bear fruit for your glory. And grant us those eyes, Lord. Grant us those eyes to see things through, that we may receive revelation from you and be a part of the revolution to resist the enemy for your glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.